What dies when a state's restraint becomes indistinguishable from violence? Al Jazeera reports on Abdelrahim Fakir, a Moroccan resident of Bologna, who died during police restraint, sparking nationwide protests and forcing Italy to reckon with systemic racial bias in its law enforcement. The case mirrors George Floyd's death and has mobilized migrant communities across the country. Marcus Aurelius has the first word, then Seneca.
The name means nothing to me. I died in 188 of the common era. George Floyd died 1800 years later. The phrase means nothing to me, but the shape of the story, I know that shape. A man held down by the state's arm until breath leaves him. A crowd that watches. A crowd that then fills street's arm until breath leaves him. A crowd that watches. A crowd that then fills streets. The questions that follow, was it the his origin? The badge that pressed him down. I knew the Praetorian Guard. I knew the Cohortes Urbanae. I knew what happens when men with swords and shields forget that the hand holding the sword is the same flesh as the neck it presses. I wrote in my tent by the Danube, the best revenge is not to become like your enemy. I wrote it while fighting wars on the Danube, while the plague took my soldiers, while my own son turned against me. The question you ask, is this Italy's George Floyd moment, is a journalist's question. It asks for a label, a parallel, a headline. The question a stoic asks, the question a princeps asks, the question a human being asks, was justice done? And if not, what does justice now require? Not, is this like that other thing? But, what does justice demand now? The dead man's name was Abdelrahim Fakir, Moroccan-born, resident of Bologna. He had a name, he had a life, he had a lime. The streets filled because people knew his name, or knew it could have been their name, their son's name. Justice is not a moment. Justice is not a headline. Justice is what the law does next, what the courts do, what the discipline boards do, what the men who held him down face, what the city changes so the next man breathes. Marcus Aurelius wrote, justice is the source of all the other virtues. Not a moment, a source, as a spring. You drink from it daily or you drink dust. Italy will answer the question by what it does next. So will every city that watches. So will every man who wears a badge. So will you.
Lucilius, you asked me once what I saw at the midday games in the arena. I saw men killed for sport while the crowd ate figs. The magistrate's power over life was absolute then, as it is now in Bologna. A Moroccan-born resident dies under restraint. The city burns, the magistrates call it order. We have seen this shape before. The body of the outsider made the measure of the state's reach. In Corsica, I watched Roman law pretend to protect the very men it starved. The slave who hid his prescribed master, who wore his rings to draw the soldiers away. He understood that loyalty to a human being outranks every edict. The protests spread because the lie is visible. Not the death alone, deaths are common, but the official story that the death was necessary. That word necessary is the whip. It lashed the Decii. It lashed Brutus. It lashes the boy in Bologna today. You govern Sicily. You govern Sicily. You know the texture of a province that fears its governors. Write to me what you see when the prefect's lictors clear the forum. I will be at Nomentum, watching Cyprus' shadows lengthen. The law does not protect the breath. We protect the breath.
Al Jazeera carried the peace. 2,000 years of Stoics watching power abuse the powerless. The names change, the pattern holds. That's old news for today.